So I forgot to mention this morning that if you'd like to tweet at me, my Twitter handle is just Melissa Rao. No dots, no underscores. It's actually kind of straightforward. So if you would like to encourage your colleagues in ministry, some of your lay leaders in your own congregation, and you're present on Twitter, feel free to, I think y'all have hashtags too for this conference, right? Do we have that? I think you do. I think it's like hashtag wonder and awe or something else. I know Julie's got them written down. But anyway, feel free to do that. I'd also love to be your friend on Facebook. So feel free to look me up. So seriously though, do non-Episcopalians know what the word plenary means?
Yes.
Do they really? Because I legit know a lot of Episcopalians that don't know what the word plenary means. Just saying. Okay, this is a little bit interactive now. Before we get started, who knows? I'm so glad that our friend Dorothy White just registered. Who knows about Rooted in Jesus? Oh my goodness, by the end of this conference, I want to make sure that everybody raises their hand. Whether you can or cannot attend, I at least want you to know about it. So this is a collaboration with many Episcopal conferences that are coming together to do one big one. So instead, in 2020, you don't have to choose between which Episcopal conference you go to this year. Many of us, Evangelism Matters, Discipleship Matters, Episcopal Evangelism Society, Forward Movement, what else? So many, Forma, so many great conferences. SEEP is the only one that's not, and let me tell you why. Because most people who go to SEEP can also afford to go to another conference. And so it's not a competition thing. I would actually invite you to go to both if you're going to one. But there you go. So if you'd like more information, please see either Bill or myself or anybody else who's registered. We'd love to share with you more about it. So now, I would love you all to kind of center yourself. I'm going to ask four questions. I'm going to keep them up on the screen. And we're going to take about 2 minutes for you all to really kind of wrestle with this. What I'd love for you to do is think about these questions and rank them in your head between 1 and 7. This is from Peter Block, by the way. If you haven't read the book Community, The Structure of Belonging by Peter Block, I highly, highly recommend it. In fact, I read it probably 10 years ago. And I just reread it, and I read it through new lenses, and I even had the thought to think to myself, I read so much. I read at least 2 to 3 books a week, some of them for pleasure, and many of them for work. But I reread this book, and I thought to myself, I wish I just didn't read books until I actually had the capacity to do something about it. How often do we just read books just to read them? But I reread this one, and it's transformed me all over again, so I would welcome you to read that. These four questions from Peter Block are this. 1, being low, 7, being great. Just internally digest this. To what degree do you intend on getting value out of this event? To what degree are you prepared to engage to achieve this? To what degree are you prepared to take risks to learn at this event? And to what extent are you prepared to take responsibility for the learning and engagement of others at this event? So I'm just going to let you sit with those four questions for 2 minutes.